The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected. A place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. How are all of you? How's your week going? Did you experience frustrations, irritation, or extreme happiness popping up for you last week? Well, good. Let's talk about it. Tonight's guest is Dr. Cynthia Thike, a Harvard-trained cardiologist and practicing Buddhist, which means she takes the holistic approach to health. Well, I think Dr. Cynthia is so fabulous that I decided to make her my physician, and I'm so glad I did. When I went into her office, I could tell immediately that she was different. She really cared about me as a person in all areas of my life, just not my health. So I so appreciate this kind of approach in Western medicine. I am officially in her wellness plan. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more, but I am loving it. And you're going to see what I mean when we talk to her. Historically, I'm not that trusting when it comes to doctors who like to prescribe pill and not look at the whole person, what's making that person tick. So this is why I am so thrilled about Dr. Cynthia. And again, you will see why in just a few moments. Let's take a fast commercial break, and then we are going to be coming back and talking about our frustration, irritation, and even extreme happiness during the last week. And then we'll follow up with a wonderful interview with Dr. Cynthia Thike. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Join us for Law of Attraction Radio Network's incredible Field of Abundance event, The Science Behind the Law of Attraction, featuring a three-hour workshop with success expert Jack Canfield, along with Howard Martin of HeartMath, cardiologist Dr. Cynthia Thike, best-selling author Dr. David Che, psychotherapist Dr. Amelia Kemp, Doctor of Philosophy Jim Alvino, brain scientist Shante Taylor, international humanitarian Parisha Taylor, and Jules Johnson, as we validate the law of attraction through science with proven tips, techniques, and applications for every area of your life. October 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Queen Mary Ship Hotel in beautiful Long Beach, California. Go to loaevent.com. and purchase your ticket today before it sells out. That's loaevent.com.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Jules on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. So I want you to think about last week and just bring to mind some of those frustrations or irritations that you felt last week. Did you feel extreme happiness only to have it fly out the window when something you didn't like started up? Well, here's some news for you. Just because you're a law of attraction follower doesn't mean that you aren't human. Give yourself permission to feel the emotions. After all, you just can't avoid the human experience. So I am going to tell you right off the bat that you are perfectly normal. You are not crazy. And in the midst of all that happened last week, we also had huge solar flares that stirred up some fiery emotional moments. Again, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. But I'm sure that you learned a great deal from your experience. I do want to remind you that you have a choice on what you feel and how long you feel it. Sometimes the anger or fear may take a week, sometimes only a day. It's all up to you. But I do know of something that you can use to make yourself feel better at a faster pace. The first thing you need to do when you feel those emotional, gut-wrenching fear, frustration, anger, irritability come up is to take a deep breath and just let it out. This action step allows your body to release the constriction so that you can actually relax and be able to start seeing the issue a little differently. It also allows your body to fully comprehend how those emotions are being identified by your body, such as anger or fear. Yes, something as simple as deep breath starts you heading into the direction of clarity. Then, simply listen to yourself as if two people were talking. One voice might say, "Oh, I'm trying so hard, but nothing is working." And then the other voice will say, "Yes, but I know I can do this." Allow both sides to talk and you will notice how really reasonable you are. And you'll see yourself as being normal. That takes the pressure off of you to gain even more insight. Now, when you start talking to friends or family about an issue, you will find that this actually prolongs the uncomfortable feelings because, well, simply, you aren't talking to yourself. You are looking for someone to validate your feelings externally. And even if they're telling you something that you need to hear, you'll reject it as being non-supportive communication with your friends. It's true. So, number one, take a deep breath or two or three to calm down your body. Then get quiet. Listen to yourself. Talk to yourself as if you were two people. You will be so impressed by the thoughts that come up. You will gain great clarity as to the inner conflict as logic reveals itself. Remember that all anger comes from fear and that something is being taken from you. And fear, lack, and scarcity are the emotions that feel so, so uncomfortable. Now, when it comes to the law of attraction, you've all heard the phrase, ask, believe, and receive. But I want to put it down a little clearer for you. And I think it may help you to shift a little more. Yes, you need to know exactly what you want so that you can visualize it. And you need to believe it. But the most important thing is that you must trust that it will happen. Belief is the potential energy, with trust being the energy in motion. Trust is the action step in which these things can move forward. For example, so many of my clients I ask, "Well, do you believe in God or infinite intelligence?" And they all say, "Yes, of course." And I ask, "Do you believe that God or the universe has your back?" And that is where almost 100% of my clients will say, no, not exactly. You see what I mean? Belief is the potential energy, but trust is the energy in motion to fulfill the desires that you ask for. If you can't trust that the universe has your back and wants to deliver to you what you are desiring or something even better, well, you're just stopping your manifestation. And what you were so fearful of having will actually come into your reality. You have to get to the place where you can say, even though something may not look like it's going in the direction that you want it to go in, You simply have got to trust that bigger and better things are occurring, because that's what the universe wants for you. If you can't trust, then you can't achieve your desires. It's really that simple. So, I want to ask you, are you tired of your life not reaching your goals? Are you tired of striving for financial success and not reaching it? Are you tired of failed relationships and wanting to get more love into your life, more health, more vitality? Well then, today is the day that you can make a decision to change. I want you all to take a deep breath and have that conversation with yourself about why you are not going to the Field of Abundance event with Jack Canfield and Howard Martin. And it may be because you are fearful of the money aspect or the time off. Just talk it out with yourself. If you're not trusting that the universe wants to deliver you to this event, then you haven't got the formula down right yet. I want you to start again. Ask yourself why you are not going to this most powerful, life-changing event that will literally shift you into a new reality. And you will see that it's because you're not trusting that the universe has your back. Now, let's be clear. Your first thought upon hearing about the Jack Canfield event was, wow, I really wish I could go to that. That was the sign that the universe planted in your head, and you believe that you really, really want to go. But it's your trust that is lacking. Money, travel, hotel is only energy, and you are unable to trust that the universe wants you to be here so that you can finally shift into the areas that you've been wanting to go. Yes, I'm talking to you. You know you have to recognize where you are is not where you want to be in order to liberate yourself to achieve that which you are desiring. Okay, so I'm making this offer to you again. I will help you to get to this event. We will figure out a solution together. It may be with a discounted ticket. It may be with a free ticket. It may be with a roommate that can share a hotel room with you. It may be someone that you can drive with. But if you don't take advantage of this opportunity in which to raise your vibration and get into that trusting mode, your dreams may continue to be hampered. You know, the choice is yours. If you want to come, then you need to take the simple action step and say, yes, I'm going to do this. Universe, I'm leaving it up to you. I'm going to make a call. I'm going to contact Jules. I'm going to go to staff@loaradionetwork.com, and I'm going to figure out a way that I can get from where I am to where I want to be. That's your biggest lesson in which the universe wants to deliver to you. You've got to feel that success vibration on the Queen Mary in order for you to bring that vibration into your life on a consistent basis. You got it? Okay, great. Contact me at staff@loaradionetwork.com. Please don't ignore the universe. Trust that it has your back. Now, let's get on with talking with the one and only Dr. Cynthia Thike. Now, Dr. Cynthia Thike, MD, Harvard-trained cardiologist and practicing Buddhist, wrote the best-selling book, Your Vibrant Heart, Restoring Health, Strength, and Spirit from the Body's Core. It's a great book, and I am thrilled to have my own physician right on the show with me. Welcome back, Dr. Cynthia.
Well, Jules, I am so thrilled to be here with you.
You know, the last time you were on, I was so impressed with you. And I thought to myself, you know, this lady is going to be my doctor because she's not the typical MD. She knows the power of the mind, the power of the emotions, the everything, how it plays in concert with each other. And Dr. Cynthia became my official wellness doctor. And I got to see her office, and the layout is excellent. I met with her nutritionist. I saw all the cardio machines. I had tests. Oh my goodness. You're beyond fabulous, Dr. Cynthia.
Well, thank you, Jules. And I have to applaud you because if I can give away a little secret of yours, you've been avoiding doctors for quite a while. And so I felt really honored that you came to see me and that you had that trust in me, because I think that beyond everything that you just stated and all the accolades, my biggest strength is really that I practice with my heart. I truly care for my patients, and I see them as a whole individual. And I don't see them as a as a system, or I don't see them just for their disease or their symptoms, but I see them as a person, and I relate to them, because that's really what we need in our world. Practitioners that are just so much more conscious and aware and awake.
You're right. You're right. And you really take the time to understand what the person is all about. And I so appreciate it. And you know what? It's also evident in your book, Your Vibrant Heart, because as you explained last time, you infused all of this beautiful love energy into this book. You can feel it on the cover. And I mean, I can touch it now and I can still feel it. It is so great. That's what you are about. You truly are, well, unique. And the medical profession, the Western medical profession, oh, if they could just get a couple of ounces of what make you up, oh, we'd be such in good shape.
Thank you for that. Thank you. And I do have a lot of compliments from my patients who do come back and tell me that, they keep my book at the nightstand, and every night they thumb through and read a few pages of it, but they can hear my voice, and it really is my love that exudes out of that book.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell. And I want to talk about your book, but I also want to talk about this new program that I'm on with you at your office, because it is incredible. It is the ideal protein diet. And well, it's not really a diet, it's just a new technique to get you into your wellness.
Yeah, that program I absolutely love, and it is a fabulous tool for me. I brought the Ideal Protein in my office, I think 4 years now, and we've already taken about 500 patients through it, and we have close to 14,000 pounds of weight loss collectively, and it's just really amazing. But what distinguishes that program for every other program out there is that this program, it really tries to get at the inner core, the deep root, issue behind obesity, which is insulin resistance. It is really the body's inability to adequately see insulin, for the cells to see insulin and regulate the sugar. And so over the years, as people get obese and the blood sugars continue to rise, the insulin levels rise, the cells become desensitized to the insulin, and so insulin continues to increase. And it is really the presence of insulin in our body that causes a lot of the adverse effect, the effect on our cells and on our vasculature, and also on our brain. So this feedback loop gets really messed up, and so people, essentially, sugar becomes a toxin, with a very addictive property. And so, Ideal Protein has a very interesting history. It was developed by a French physician, Dr. Tran. And at the time that he started working through this program and developing it, he was an Olympic fencer. And not only that, he was in charge of the French ballerinas and their gymnasts. And so it was all about, low body percentage fat, lean body mass, and efficiency. And then from there, when his Olympic career ended, he took it to his diabetic population and really started, massaging it and researching it and really understanding the pathophysiology behind insulin resistance and obesity, which is very different from a lot of other diets that are out there that all they do is deal with, calories and calorie counting. And what happens there is then your metabolism actually slows down. So you reach this J point where you'll initially lose the weight on any program. You'll lose the weight, but as your metabolism slows down with that weight loss, you get to this J point where you literally just have to stare at a donut to put on 5 pounds, right? And you've experienced that.
Yeah, I stared really hard and I really put on the pounds, yes. But that's what's so neat about yours. HCG is 500 calories, maybe up to 600. Your program is 1,000 to 1,200 calories, and it's so convenient that you really don't have to think about it. And when you're preparing with your family, you have the vegetables right there because you want to give your family good food. But it's like you don't really have to think about it, and that's what makes it so easy.
And the beauty about this program is that, number one, you're right. You get to be able to eat dinner with your family. You have the calories is probably between 1,100 to 1,200 calories. But beyond that, because we're getting a predictable fat burn, most patients, when they burn the fat, you get additional calories, and so you're really providing your body, anywhere between 2,000 to 2,800 calories, depending on how much fat you're burning, and so it truly takes away that hunger, and because it's working on decreasing insulin, you don't have that negative feedback loop to the brain, and so your satiety is met. People are really very happy with it. If we wouldn't have the success if it wasn't a phenomenal program.
Well, I just tried the mango drink, and oh my gosh, is that delicious! Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm really going to enjoy this program. I'm 100% committed behind it. So I'm going to inform all my wonderful listeners my progress. And if anybody would like to take advantage of this, you can do this, I discovered, via the internet. Like people who are listening, how can they get a part of your program?
If they send just an email to me at info@drcynthia.com, I will have my nutritionist reach out to them. But the key and the magic is really in the education, is really in understanding the program and modifying the lifestyle. We can handle the logistics of getting the food out to them, but I really do insist that when we do this on a from a distance, that people get committed to getting onto a Skype call with my nutritionist, because as you know, accountability is so key, and the support as well, having a educated professional just walking through the process with you. And the company itself also give great support. And so I'm sure you've already received your first video, but we send out a informational video that on a daily basis. That's just a very short video, and it's motivational, and it gives you tips on nutrition, diet, recipes and so forth. And so it really, all the support that you need to stay motivated, stay connected, stay inspired, is provided.
I think this is so great, and you do need that weekly Skype call just to touch base. And as you go on, you're going to have questions. So it's a comfort to me to know that I can talk to Brenda and get all my questions answered and touch base and actually just become a friend with her.
Yes.
But
She's wonderful.
she really is. She is so sweet. So this is a great way to go. And again, I'm going to be letting my listeners know of my program, my progress, I should say, with this program, because it's just easier than I can imagine. And I even went on the MetaFast program, which was just pure liquid diet, nothing else, for about 6 weeks. No solid food whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do people torture themselves?
Right.
It's like we're punishing ourselves, and
right.
we don't understand what's going on. You know, and this is what Dr. Cynthia is showing, is that we don't have to punish ourselves. There's really an easy way, if we fully understand how to lose it the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? So the reason that so many patients fail on diet is that they go in mentally in a tug of war. You know, they know they want to lose the weight, but they're resisting. You know, they see it as a torture, something that they just have to go through in order to get the outcome on the other end. And when you start off with that, you know, that mindset and that biology of really, you know, it's not a self-love process. And instead, what we really teach you is that this is a program that you should welcome. It is a program based on self-love, that you want to teach your body to be able to be clean, that you want to adopt it as a lifestyle, mm-hmm. that it is such a generous gift that you are giving yourself, and the energy that you'll feel, and you know, the ease. You know, I always, you know, patients always say they, you know, even from the first week, they feel lighter. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be the physical weight, but you don't have that bloating, that heaviness, that feeling of unease, that the brain fog, that sugar low that people will experience in their current daily life. You really just get great energy and vitality.
Mm.
And you know, and that there's not a price for that. And so I encourage people to be excited about it, to look forward to it, you know, to that progress.
Yeah. And you know, I've got to tell you, straight out, it's very affordable. It's not outrageous at all. It's fabulous. So I'm just going to encourage everyone to contact Dr. Cynthia, talk to Brenda, see if the program is right for you. I know it's right for me, so I just want to do this is not a paid infomercial either. It's just, and it may sound like it, but I have never been so excited about a product, and I'm already beginning to feel great, and I just trust Dr. Cynthia more than I have any other physician in, oh, I don't know, 20, 30 years, so...
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled about this. And so now I want to move on to talk about your book, because now, again, here's what sets you apart from every other physician. You look at the body holistically. Everything it comes into play, the emotions, the physical. And it's kind of like the body and what is wrong with the body is giving you a hint as to what's going on in the mind.
That's right. You know, no matter what a patient comes in for, no matter their symptoms, no matter their disease, I educate my patients that they're just messages. They're messages or downloads from your inner guide, from spirit. And mm-hmm. and typically, when the message first comes, it comes as a small tap. You know, it's like a tap, 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 tap. And that tap gets louder and then becomes a knock and then it becomes a pound. And if you don't listen, then it becomes a kick and they kick the door down. And that kick is oftentimes the heart attack or the stroke or even sudden death. But that is almost never, ever their first sign of symptomatology. And when I talk about messages that you get downloads, it can be in the form of physical symptoms or a physical issue like high blood pressure. But I also tell patients to be open to downloads that they get from other people's and other people's situations. So like, for example, I had a patient yesterday that came in and one of his coworkers had, you know, died. And this person was only in this, you know, in his 40s and seemingly healthy enough. And this happened. And what I ended up telling my patients is that my firm belief is that we're all here to play a role and that nothing happens randomly. I very much believe that, everything has a purpose and everything has a cause. And so that person's death, however devastating to himself or his family, is serving a purpose. And if it can touch other people's life, if it can get, other people to wake up and be mindful and say, hey, what do I need to do to look at my own health and not have, follow in the same path, then that death has served, multiple folds of good. And so I truly believe that. I think that if we can go about and really, look at our environment and look at the things that are happening and look at it with a fresh eye. And it's an eye of wonderment and an eye of gratitude, an eye of appreciation, always looking for the good, in that. What is the message? And recognize also that the message is always served up in a loving manner. It is never there to lead you and to be go in a fear-based direction.
Yeah, that's important. So you're telling, well, from what I'm understanding, you want people to start listening to their inner selves and get and recognize those moments of intuition.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that we all are capable of having intuition. Some people have intuition that is very highly developed versus others. But here's the thing: that's because they've worked at it. They've listened. They've cultivated years of listening, and not only listening, but doing a sort of a sort of an introspective dialogue and seeing whether you're reading the message correctly, right? And so we get a download and we form an impression, some sort of perception. Then we get feedback. We get feedback from our environment. And then we get a chance to step back and say, did I call that correctly? Or did I have, misaligned thoughts and misaligned thinking that took me in the wrong direction? And how can I fine-tune that? And so it's the years of developing a partnership so that your inner dialogue becomes your most intimate best friend.
Wow, that is so perfectly well put. I loved it. That is so important to understand. So we can develop that within us by recognizing the signs and understanding that sometimes even the things that we don't like have been sent to us so that we could understand how the intuition is playing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always ask people to say, ask themselves that question, what is the good in this? What is the good in this? And no matter what the situation, what is the message to me? What is the good in this?
Okay, so what happens when people can't see the good in it because there's some trauma, or what can they do then?
They can get quiet, they can get still. They can, if they can't see their way to seeing the positive or the gratitude, at least get themselves to neutral. Yeah, get themselves to neutral.
Where they're
And
not feeling it, or they're not making a judgment, or they're just sort of just letting it ride.
yeah, emotions are a healthy part of us. And it is okay, it's absolutely okay to have emotions. But emotions are meant to pass through us. Okay? Is emotions are energy in motion. You have to allow yourself to experience it, to welcome it, no matter how the depth of the intensity of the discomfort, whatever it might be, whether it's anger, sadness, depression, but allow it to ride through you. But very much like a wave of the ocean, let it come and it will recede. I promise you, there's never an intensity of emotion that will not recede. It will always recede. And so you just need to wait for it to recede and go. The problem that we get into is when we hold on to our emotions or deny our emotions and stuff our emotions and don't allow our emotions to process. And then we play that, constant internal dialogue. And so it is our thought processes that then continues to hold that intensity, because it is not actually, the intensity doesn't stay up there. It peaks and it comes down to a trough. But what most people do is they replay it and replay and replay it. And so that tide never gets to recede, because it keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. And so the process is really about just quieting the mind, just stopping, just allowing the process to be, and get still with it.
Now, in the law of attraction, I and on all my shows, I always talk about the importance of getting happy, but it's okay to get angry. It's okay to experience the fear. But what you're saying is you don't have to stay there. You can l experience it and then let it release.
Absolutely, absolutely. To me, surrender is a huge, huge process. And learning how to surrender, learning how to forgive, forgiving yourself first and foremost, and then forgiving other. We harm ourselves so much when we hold on to toxic thoughts. When we hold on to anger or resentment against someone else. It's I heard it said. It's sort of like drinking poison and then expecting the other person to die, because we
Ah,
really are taking the toxin into ourselves.
you're right. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness, what a great analogy. Oh,
Yeah.
that's it. That's it. And expecting the other person to die. But we're the ones that are doing it. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because the other person is going about, they for the most part probably are completely ignorant, don't even know the turmoil, the path that they left behind. And a lot of times it's not even intended, and so so much of our hurt is infused with our own perception, and it might not even be the intent of the other person. And so I really feel that it's important that if someone is holding some feeling, first and foremost, if they can talk to that person, clear the air, that's really great. If they can't see themselves to doing that, I suggest that they at least write a letter to that other person that then they burn or put away or but at least they've gone through the process. I think that's really important.
So you would say the number one thing would be to surrender to the situation that's making you feel upset, angry, fearful.
Yes, but please understand that is not equivalent to being a doormat.
Okay.
It is not equivalent to legitimizing, wrong. So it isn't about, if someone did you a wrong, it isn't about making that be okay, but it's about allowing yourself to walk through the process. Yeah.
Wow.
And the reason, you might say, well, why is a cardiologist talking about all this? But when you think about everything that I deal with from a medical standpoint, high blood pressure, diabetes, chest pain, palpitation, heart disease, at the core, at the very absolute core of it, is the stress, and it's the, all the emotions and all the negative toxic thoughts that we have in our body. And so it is important. I think that any doctor who is not taking a functional approach, who's not taking a whole person, whole system approach, and looking at the integration of all the various organs, and most particularly how we're, how the heart, and by the heart I include not just the physical heart, but sort of the emotional and the mental heart, how someone is showing up in the world, how they're living their life, how they're holding on to their emotions, and the connectivity with our brain or our mind. I think that you want to find a physician that has enough of an interest to do that.
Absolutely. And if you happen to be in Burbank, I would go to Dr. Cynthia, because this is so important.
Well, Jules, you came all the way from Palm Springs, so I'm really truly honored, I have to tell you.
Yeah, you're the first doctor that I've ever met that incorporates all of this. You're probably the new Dr. Oz to me. You should have your own TV show here. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
But on top of that, you know, you're coming and speaking at the Jack Canfield event. And I just feel so honored to have you there, because truly the one doctor in the world that I absolutely can trust with my own body, because you're so holistic, you're going to be on stage and you're going to be talking to us about these kinds of things. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I love Jack Canfield. I mean, he's such an amazing teacher, and you know, he's so, you know, articulate, and he can boil down the most complex concepts into, you know, simplicity. And that's at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is, you know, how can we take these principles and very simplistically apply it to our life?
Right, right, right. And Jack Canfield's endorsed your book along with Mary Morrissey. She's fabulous. And Dr. Bernie Siegel, who has been on my show many, many times. I love that man.
He's absolutely a pioneer in that mind-body spirit connection. He's my hero.
Yeah. He is phenomenal, and he's so funny. He keeps me laughing every time he comes on. But I can see, if he is your hero, that's what makes your book so powerful. And in your book, you talk about everything. You talk about alternative health. You talk about acupuncture, mind entrainment. You talk about everything under the sun here, especially herbs and the things that you can do naturally to just get your more energy for your body. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important for people to understand that there isn't a one fix, you know, shop, that there's so many modalities out there. There's so many things that a person can be doing. But the biggest tenet, the biggest information that I want people to walk away with is that they are the absolute master of their body. No one knows their body better than them. And you want to be in that space of having a healthy self-image and enough self-love that you do want to take care of that body. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that space, you will know the right foods to eat. You will know, you'll be naturally drawn to whichever might be the lifestyle process that works best for you, whether it's yoga or meditation or Tai Chi. You know, but allow yourself the ability to be open, to be receptive, to experience and to explore. You know, it's okay to do an experiment on your life, and welcome, you know, the outcomes of the results.
And I like that, because when you start learning a new way of living that makes you happier and intuitively, life doesn't become difficult, or eating the right foods doesn't become difficult. It's just becoming the natural part of your everyday life. And that is a blessing to understand, especially from one person who has been up and down with diets all my life.
And that's a great point to make, too, because I want people to understand that, you know, you can see, you know, Jack Canfield and put him on a pedestal, or Mary Morrissey or Barney Siegel, or even, you know, you, Jules, or myself, you know, because we've been around this work for quite some time. But none of us are shielded. We're all humans,
That's true.
and we're all vulnerable to the slips. And so for me, the reason I love this, the reason I teach this, because I want to stay in that energy. I want to surround myself with the people who are of the highest vibration. But I also recognize that if I have a slip, that's okay. You just climb back up and you try something new, some other avenue.
Yeah, well, it's okay to be human, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and everybody, even Wayne Dyer, everybody has a human experience. So that's what we came here for. So I totally agree with what you just said. Now you have a 12-week transformational coaching program coming up that people can take through the internet. And I want you to talk about this because I'm happy to announce that I'm going to be in this as well. So tell people what they can experience with the 12-week program.
Yeah. The 12-week program is really taking the principles of dream building. It's a program that Mary Morrissey teaches, and she's certainly pulled in the teaching and the principles from, none of this, the law of attraction, the secret, it isn't new. I mean, people from the turn of the century, Thoreau, Emerson, Urquhart, Napoleon Hill, we've been talking about this. But I think that what is different and new is that now neurobiology and the information and the work that HeartMath is doing, or the epigenetics and the genomic expressions, are really bringing into science and being validating with science what the philosophers have known forever. And so there is a methodology and a process for really cultivating and really bringing your vision and dream into form. And the basic tenet of this principle is really that we are so much more than our circumstances or our situation, that the power does reside in us, that we live in an inside-out environment as opposed to an outside-in environment. All too often, people take their circumstances and the situation, their life, the finances, and it lets them affect them, as opposed to recognizing and realizing that how they hold themselves will absolutely change the environment and change the circumstances around them. Mary always says, the Talmud has this great line that over every blade of grass is an angel leaning over it, whispering, "Grow, grow, grow." And this blade of grass will literally press through cement to see the light of day. Well, that same life force, that upward pull, works on a little oak sapling to grow it into this ginormous oak tree. It works on all the creatures of nature to allow them to not only survive, but really thrive and flourish, despite the snow and the storm and the sleet and the hail and the dry, humid heat. Well, you have to understand that that same life force exists in each and every one of us. And it wants for us such a much fuller, freer, expansive version of ourselves. And we have to get quiet. We have to be willing to get quiet and listen to our longing and discontent, and to know what it is that life wants for us. And Mary has this great 12-week process that I help mentor and coach people through, and it is, like you said, done over the phone. And so there's a weekly phone call, a group call, coaching call that we all get onto, and there's the transformational CDs and the work that you do coming to each call. And so the thing that you need to know about transformation is very different from didactic information. I mean, I've had people come into this program that have been a lifelong studier, right? Have read all of Wayne Dyer's book and Napoleon Hill, and they read all the books. but they haven't done the internal work of
Exactly.
self-reflection,
Right.
of application, of actually designing their dream and having, their own life to experience with and experiment with to apply the principles to. And so that's what this 12-week process is really to allow them to really design a dream, think about for the first time, what would they love? What would they love in the area of their health, their relationship, their vocation, how they're showing up in the world, and abundance. How is abundance showing up in your life and in the vacations that you take, in the luxuries that you spend your money on, and in the the financial freedom. And you literally design, and then we walk through the process of blueprinting and bringing into form, closing that gap behind be, between the our current life and the vision of the life we will want to be live.
Wow. So is it interactive? We do work before we come, but is it interactive with
Yes.
everybody? Ah.
Yes, absolutely. And so I do one-on-one coaching, but I try to limit that. I do have a day job as a cardiologist.
A very busy day job, yes.
But I love this work. I love the transformation that I can see in people. And so for most of my clients actually work with me through in a group setting. And so once a week we come on to, usually in the evening time, we come on to a 1 hour call where I will do about 30 minutes of teaching. Of really grounding the work, making sure that people understand the concept and the application of that concept. And then we'll have a half hour to do laser focused coaching with people. And what I love about the group setting is that Mary always says there's no private good, okay? There's no private good. And so the information, the transformation, the coaching that applies to one's person situation, you will absolutely see its application in your own life. I mean, I've never been on a coaching call that I've done or that I've sat through where I haven't absolutely gained tremendous benefit from other people's situations and circumstances and the coaching tips that are given to them. Yeah, and I love the group energy too. There's a collective energy. There's a collective oneness, and particularly when we can hold the space for each other, when we can really want the best for that other person. I love that energy.
You are a practicing Buddhist, and you can tell that that's what makes you different. Because you're recognizing the spiritual aspect of the true inner being of a person. You're able to see through those walls and see that their true essence. Would I be correct in saying that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I love about this is that I have come full circle. In our last interview and in my book, I share that my first recollection of me wanting to be a physician, wanting to be a healer, wanting to be someone that really, interact with people came when I was only 6 years old, and I was accompanying my mom to her clinic in Myanmar, and I just loved how she practiced, and with limited tools and limited resources, not like the medicine that we practice here with all our drugs and all our tools and technology and all the testing that we can do. But in Myanmar, it was about holding the person's hand, giving a loving smile, loving touch, a comforting word, and then really allowing patients to know that the energy, the power, the spirit resides in them, and that they are connected to source. And I looking back now, I'm grateful for the fact that I've come full circle, because as you can imagine, this is not the way that our current medical system and our medical schools and the residencies and the trainings teach. Though I'm happy to report, there was just this last week there was this huge telesummit on the evolution of medicine, and more we are raising the level of consciousness of our healthcare providers and of the healthcare system, and we so need that. We so need this in this current environment.
So, do you see a brand new future for the health profession?
I do. I have a tremendous amount of hope. One, because I think that the consciousness is rising in our world in general and society through, the great work that you're doing, the Law of Attraction, Radio Network, Jack Canfield, Mary Morrissey, Bob Proctor, Dr. Michael Beckwith, Wayne Dyer. I mean, there's so many great souls out there spreading the work. And so I think the consciousness of the general public is increasing. And with that, the demand to, for other service related fields, be it the doctors, the lawyers, right, the accountants, for every service profession, I firmly believe that if you don't practice from a conscious space, if you don't practice from a standpoint of really being a person of increase, being a person who is there to serve and wanting the best, absolute best for the client. I think that our society is going to demand that type of service, and at least it's my hope that they do. That I think, it's my hope that at least in the medical profession, that patients really start demanding and wanting to seek out practitioners that will practice from that space of genuine love. And not see the patients as a number, not see the patient as a symptom or a diagnosis, but really look to that person as a whole person, an individual.
Yes, well, I've been looking for you for the last 30 years, so everybody needs to stay in tune. And I think with the consciousness changing and we're revving up for this huge shift, I don't see how the medical profession cannot automatically change because they're part of that consciousness. So as the consciousness rises up to a different level, so will everything else. It has to.
Absolutely.
It's a universal law that is just true.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Great. Well, okay, now we have to tell everybody how to participate in this 12-week transformational coaching. How did they get in touch? What do we do?
If they drop me an email at info@drcynthia.com, so info@drcynthia, or they can call my office. I will get back to them. I am starting my next course October 1st, and so we have a little less than 2 weeks. And so, if someone's interested, they need to reach out to me right away. But then after that, we do these quarterly. And so
Oh,
if you
good.
just reach out and express an interest, we'll keep in touch. And I'm here. If you haven't already experienced or felt my energy and my vibration, I am really here to be a difference maker in each individual life. And so trust that
Yeah.
And reach out to me.
So if you go also to drcynthia.com, DR without the period, drcynthia.com, you can sign up for her updates, her newsletters, whatever. Just sign up there and you will always be updated on things that are happening. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And all of my contact information, my physical address, locations, all written there. And they can look on the website too to see, other, videos and interviews that I've done to get a sense of who I am.
Yes. Oh, that. Wow. I am so excited for the transformational coaching because, I do this 24/7 a day, but you know what? I can still go backwards, and that I have to constantly reinvest my time and energy to stay on track. And so I'm really doing this transformational coaching for me, and I am so looking forward to it. So I
Yeah, and absolutely, and you have a large audience, and so if we have enough interest, we could even start a new group. And because I do try and limit my group so that I don't, because I want the groups to be small enough so that there's interaction and
Right.
there's time for really the laser focus coaching. So yeah, encourage your listeners to come on and join us on the journey.
I will keep them informed and join a group as well. So, Dr. Cynthia, we are out of time, but I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, likewise, Jules, I am blessed to have you in my life as well.
So, everybody, come and see Dr. Cynthia. Meet her in person. Get her book, Your Vibrant Heart. It's outstanding. And just, you've got to meet her. You've got to feel her energy in person. She's just an incredible human being. So, with that, Dr. Cynthia, we are going to leave.
Thank you, Jules. It's been really my pleasure to be with you and your audience.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules at LOAradionetwork.com and have a great week.